Yeah, what's going on, everybody? Look, man, I'm just gonna get straight into it. And today ain't my day. I don't feel like it's my day. And on those days, you know, you battling good versus evil. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I ain't getting on here talking about God talks to me and all that stuff. But I do believe in good versus evil. I do believe in God and the devil. They just spirits. Like, it's a spirit. And that spirit got me today. The devil done got me today. I'm so angry in my spirit right now. I don't even know why. That's the crazy part. Like, I don't even know why I'm so angry in my spirit today. And it could be a multiple of things. Like, I ain't where I want to be. It could be that. Because I'm still out here grinding. I'm still out here hustling. I'm still out here trying to get to where I need to be. Like, I'm at a good point right now, but I still got a long way to go. I feel like I still got a long way to go. I still got a lot of mountains to conquer. You know what I'm saying? And really, I've only conquered one. And on top of that, having 3 kids just complicate everything more. Having 2 different baby mamas just complicate everything more. It's like living 2 different lifestyles, but you're really not, because you're only with one person, but you got to deal with both sides. That's stressful with this out of itself. Dealing with my job, that I'm man enough to say, I'm not screwing it up, but I'm really taking being my own boss seriously. Like, I'm taking that to the heart. Like, if I get to work at 8, I get to work at 8. I get to work at 9, I get to work at 9. Even though, you know, they stress getting there like at 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning. And I can't even come to grips with myself to get to work at that time. I can't come to grips with, you know, setting up the timer, waking up, you know, at 4 or 3 o'clock in the morning, getting myself right, getting myself together, and heading out the door. That's a struggle with this out of itself. I'm so angry in my spirit. I'm just angry, period. Angry at my baby mama. Oh, she ain't my baby mama. She my old lady. I'm with her. I got kids by her. She ain't my baby mama. Even though I'm on child support, which is another thing. Been with someone for 10 years, going on 11. Off and on, whatever the case might be. Every time we have a baby, I get slapped on child support. The first one, I didn't even know was mine. Found out it was mine. Found that out through the child support unit. Attorney General's office. If you got kids and you own child support and you're in Texas, you know about the Attorney General office. That's where it go down at. So that's how I got on child support with the first one. And here come the second baby. It seemed like when the second baby came, it was automatic. I didn't even have to go to court. I didn't have to do nothing. Just automatic. Shit's crazy. Shit's crazy. Living day to day is crazy. 2022, I can't speak about nowhere else but in Texas, we just not getting the $15 per hour. There's still some jobs still shooting at $10, $12 stuff. But most of the good jobs that you think are good jobs, pushing that $15. Which ain't shit. excuse my language. If you got little kids, you know what I'm saying, you might want to listen to this on your own time. But it ain't 15 ain't shit. 16 ain't shit. And I'm saying that. Living in Austin, Texas right now, you got to be making at least $20 to $25 an hour just to live. $15, $16 an hour might take care of you if it's just you, and that's it. If it's just you, $15, $16 an hour going to take care of you. But even then, it might not. Because like a one bedroom is like $1,200. So just say if you put that down every month and then you go get you a nice little car that you got to make payments on, insurance, you probably out $2,000, you know, every month, maybe even more. I'm just saying. And then when you complicate that with kids, you living check to check. You ain't got no money. You can't do nothing you want to do. You stuck out. That's real. You can't miss no work. Can't miss no days. Got to go every day. You got to go with a pep in your step. You got to be happy. You got to find some type of happiness in what you're doing. Because we know every job get repetitive. That's just what it is. That's every job. It don't matter. It don't matter how much your job is paying you. Every job gets repetitive where you're just going in there doing the same thing over and over and over again. It's real out here. And I'm kind of tired. Like, now I am tired for the most part. Like, I gotta make a change. I gotta make my situation easier for me. I gotta make my situation work for me. Not have my situation, you know what I'm saying? Not have my job working for me, but my situation. How can I make my situation better? Do I got enough money to move to the south side so I can be closer to my job? That make life a little bit easier, because then I won't be going cross country from north to south every damn day. Would it be easier to be living with my old lady and my kids to where I don't have to hear her mouth every day about how I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't mess with the family, even though I mess with the family, even though I'm there all the time for the family. Just took care of them the last 2 weeks because your whole family caught COVID. I could have been a real hoe-ass nigga and say, you know what? You know what I'm saying? You do what you do. You find somebody else to take care of. I got to go to work. I got to do this. I could have been that guy. I could have been the I guy. I ain't got time to take care. Nah, I ain't like that. I ain't never been like that. At least when it comes to my kids, I've been on point. I done always seen them. I done always took care of them. I done always picked them up. My oldest has stayed with me countless of times. Stayed with me one time for 5 years straight. Out the muscle, didn't need nothing. Didn't ask nobody for nothing. Yeah, his mama provided some stuff, but I didn't ask her for it, though. That's my point that I'm trying to make. I didn't ask for nothing because I didn't need nothing. I didn't want nothing. It was all about showing that I can do it just like you can. I don't need no handouts. And it's the same thing with the person I'm with now. Like, we stay in two different households. She stay over there with her people. I stay on the north with my people. So her life a little bit more easier than mine in certain ways. She don't drive. So you ain't got to do all the driving. I do. I got to, you know, appointments, whatever. You want to go somewhere? Just like, I give you a prime example. Yesterday, you know what I'm saying? I'm bleeding the block all day long. And when I say the block, I mean work. Get to work, 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm getting off 9 o'clock at night. She already fussing, which I can understand. Like, I ain't messed up about it, but she already fussing. Cause I told her, I was like, look, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna be able to keep doing this because I ain't got no gas. Can I spend the night at your house? She was like, yeah. It is what it is. But I was like, you know what I'm saying? The next day, I was like, I ain't gonna get off of work until late. But I had asked her to make tacos. I didn't know when she was gonna make the tacos. I thought she was gonna wait till I get off to make the tacos. She did it. Here it is, 9 o'clock, and I still ain't off of work. She mad, she frustrated. I get it, I understand. But you know what I'm saying? At the same time, you coming at me like that, I'm mad, I'm frustrated too. I done been at work from eight to nine, 12-hour shift, driving up and down the road. Gotta go home. Then I gotta come back to your house. I gotta go way to the north, come back way to the south. Because I'm trying to please you. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to please you. So it is what it is. And for everybody that don't know, excuse me, I am inside the car, so you're gonna hear, you know, you might hear some trucks, some horns, you know, some blinkers going on and off. It just is what it is. I just had to get this off my mind because it was like, you know, today wasn't the day. I woke up late, first of all. I didn't set the alarm. I woke up late. I was trying to get to work at 6 o'clock, trying to get in early because people been asking me, can you come early? I'm trying to do what people ask, trying to request, you know what I'm saying? Trying to feel people's requests to get in early. I didn't do it. I got up at 7 o'clock, called in to work. Boom, you know, X, Y, and Z, you know, my car, boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna be able to come. The whole day go by damn near. You know what I'm saying? I run the little old case by my people, boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got transportation now. Okay, well, we need you to come to work. So guess what? It's 5 o'clock. And I'm on my way to work right now to do one stuff, which ain't nothing wrong with it. But I'm just saying, like, if I would have been on point, if I would have been on game, if I would have had my shit together, if I would have had my alarm set, like I told myself I was gonna do, because I'm trying to do better, I'm trying to keep my little old job, I would have been at work rocking all day, probably would have got off. No issues, no doubt. But it didn't rock like that, it didn't roll like that. I woke up late. Instead of trying to rush and get to wherever I'm supposed to be, I decided to call in. Make up some type of excuse. Lie, you know what I'm saying? And then hopefully Nick can do it better the next day. At the same time, you know what I'm saying? I'm still kind of messed up about my whole situation. Just thinking about my whole situation. Like, man, like, I'm kind of tired of coming home and even though mama and daddy done blessed me, they done blessed my game my whole life. Just having a place to stay. Like, most people can't go to their people's house and stay without being some kind of conflict or some type of issues. Nah, cuz, it ain't been like that for me. I got caught with a case, assault with a strangulation, with terroristic threats, felony, boom, a matter of violence. If you know anything about trying to get an appointment, people don't like it when you got violence on your background. Either they gonna deny you, or they gonna try to hit you over the head with a down payment so high that you gonna be like, you know what, screw it. So anyways, make a long story short, because I really ain't gonna get into that. Maybe that's another day, another story. But I've been at home my whole life. I left one time when I had my first son. Ain't left since. You know what I'm saying? And that was in my 2005, 2006. Ever since 2007. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But now I'm getting to the point to where it's like, I'm ready to get back out there and get my own stuff rolling again. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with the situation. Ain't nothing wrong with wanting to get back out there and get it rolling again. You're a human. Forget all that man stuff. You're a human. That's what you should want to do. You should want to, you know what I'm saying, get out there and do for yourself. Get out there and get your own whip. Get out there and get your own place. Take care of yourself. Take care of your business. That's all. And you, that ain't got nothing to do with being a man. That's man and a woman. And I'm getting to that point to where I think it's that time. The only reason why I really ain't sweated, because like I said, I was staying at home with my people. They blessed my game. I didn't have to, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Plus my 15-year-old son stayed up. He come over every weekend. He there every summer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, all that. Pandemic camp. Where he at? He with me. He at the house. I'm just saying. Like, that was another reason, another haven. And I'ma harp on this again. Like, just peeping the game. If I move, not only do I gotta move, but I gotta move for my family. I gotta get enough rooms for the family. So I can't, it's not like I can go off. Like some people can go off right now and be like, you know what, forget everything. I gotta do me. They get them a one bedroom even though they got kids. I ain't never been that person. I can't do it. It's like, I got to do for everybody. Even though my kids got a place to stay, it's like, I got to do for everybody because I know how things are going to go in the end. I'm going to be having them. I'm going to be keeping them. And that's one thing, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can't sleep in the bed. Oldest on the couch, whatever. It's like, that's rough. And then at the end of the day, you with your old lady. So you know what I'm saying? She gonna feel a certain way. Oh, nigga, you got an apartment. You know what I'm saying? You ain't tell nobody. Or, oh, you got a one bedroom. So, you know what I'm saying? What's up with me and you? You know what I'm saying? Where I'm supposed to sleep? Where the kid supposed to sleep? You know what I'm saying? Oh, you didn't think about it. You know, all that. And you gotta bite that. You gotta live with that. You gotta have some. You ain't gotta have no answers. Cause you can just be rocking like that. You ain't gotta have no answers. It is what it is, though. Like, I'm on one today because I was angry in my spirit. Like I said, the devil got on one today because I was angry. I woke up, like I said, late for work. So I called in, boom, didn't go. But I end up coming anyways, on the way right now as I'm on the phone with you. It is what it is. Supposed to go spend the night at my old lady's house. But I done blew up on her talking all type of craziness. It ain't gonna go down like that. She don't know I ain't go to work. She thinking I'm at work right now. Nah, I've been at home this whole time. Yeah, that part. Just saying, no. It's hard out here. And if you ain't living right, it's even harder. And if you somewhat living right, it's still hard. If you ain't got your mind together, if you don't know what you need to do or what you want to do or how you going to go get it, it's going to be a rough days, some rough months, some rough years. And that's just what it is, because when you get up out of high school and you don't know which way to turn, and you're 18 and 19, and you don't know if you're going to college, if you want to go to college, the first thing you're going to do is hop out here in this world and get a job. And the people who can't get a job and they think they some type of D-boy, they're going to turn to drugs, because that's what the music told them to do. That's what they kept putting inside their body. And when I say that, I'm talking about the music. When you keep putting all that rah-rah, shooting, stab them up, that's all you know. Then if your parents lived a part of that life, or your big brother or whoever, and you done seen it, then that's what you want to do. I'm just saying, though. I really am. It's a dangerous game out here. And it's dangerous because most people don't know how to deal with the stuff that they're dealing with. Because ain't nobody never told them how to deal with it. Ain't nobody never told them how to deal with stress, how to deal with depression. Sometimes people's communication skills ain't enough. People don't know how to talk to people. I'm just saying, it is what it is. Some people just don't know how to move, period. Some people need a helping hand 24/7. Some people need to be shown the way, and then they can take over from there. I'm just saying, I wasn't down and out today, but I was angry though. I was angry that I didn't make it to work. I was angry that I had to lie about not getting to work. And then I had my old lady on the other line. You know what I'm saying? She was trying to be nice, but I wasn't hearing it. I didn't want to hear it. I was still mad from yesterday, because I felt like I was doing too much. I felt like she didn't understand where I was coming from. It's like, I didn't been in work all day just like you. The baby fell asleep at 6:30 for whatever reason. You couldn't keep him awake. And I ain't knocking you for that. But now, since I didn't got off of work and I'm at home, it's an issue. Now you want me to come way back to your house when you know what I'm saying, when I could have went over there when I got off of work, if you was just being level-headed and not telling me not to come. So that's one thing I don't like. If you tell me not to come, I'm not going to come. If you constantly telling me buying text messages, why do I want to come over there towards that negativity? And I just got done busting my ass trying to get off of work. But now I got to come to your house and deal with you and the kids, which I don't mind dealing with the kids, but I don't want to deal with your funky attitude. Because now it's 10 o'clock and he's waking up and you trying to go to sleep. You see what I'm saying? Now you trying to go to sleep. You want me there so I can let you fall asleep and so I can watch the kid. Even though I gotta be up just like you. At the end of the day, I don't think that's fair at all. But that's how stuff go down though. Like they said, life ain't never been fair. And then once again, that goes back to, you know what I'm saying, be careful who you sleeping with. Watch them red flags. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So, look, this was a rant. I didn't really have no structure coming in for this. but it was on my mind. It was bothering me because at the end of the day, I still got to take care of business. I still got to do what I'm supposed to do. I can't be messed up for too long because I still got to pick up kids. I still got to constantly talk to my old lady, to my old lady, to my baby mama. It is what it is, though. If you let life beat you down, it'll beat you down, for real. You got to start doing stuff that somewhat motivates you. You got to start doing stuff that you like. You get you a little money, do something that you like to keep your spirits high. And you got to pray. You got to pray. And then you got to have faith in what you're praying about. And then try to motivate and be happy. That's all we can do. Because you really ain't going to find it in no weed. You ain't going to find it in no liquor. You ain't going to find it in that stuff. You ain't going to find it in no pills. I'm just saying, though. Well, look out, people. I'm at my destination. I'm hoping that this message finds somebody and relates to somebody. And hope somebody that can relate to this message. Because it is real talk. Even though it's from my perspective on where I'm living and how my life is, I'm pretty sure there's somebody across the world that's going through the same thing. Or not the same thing, but being in the same situation. I'm pretty sure there's somewhere else where it's high as hell to live. And you living paycheck to paycheck, making $16, $17 an hour. Not enough to do anything you want to do besides pay your bills. And that within inside of itself is depressing. When you got two different baby mamas or just one, but it's a constantly hound on you, that, my friend, can be depressing. You got to find some type of balance. But anyway, I'm getting ready to sign off, man. Thank you for listening to Random Talk / Information Show. We out here. Hopefully I can keep growing. Thank you for everybody that continues to listen to me, that continue to rock with me, that continue to spread the word. Once again, I don't get paid by none of this. I don't have no ads. I don't have people subscribing. I don't have no subscription, nothing. I just get on here, talk, get other information from other people as far as, like, people like to call it conspiracy stuff, but I don't think it is because these people have some real facts on what they talking about. They putting the dots together. So I advise you to go look at some of this stuff, like on Up TV, he on YouTube. Call for an Uprising, he's on YouTube. Shaking Head Productions is on YouTube. Three good people that show symbolism, because that's what this is all about, symbolism. Now I'm getting off topic. But yeah, appreciate it, and I'm out.